Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're all very, very welcome back. Now, stand-up comedy, I love it. I absolutely love going to watch it as a member of the audience. But when it all starts to go horribly wrong for the comedian, I am just in a panic for them. For me, my idea of a worst nightmare having to do it. But for others, it's a great way to boost your confidence and your resilient skills. And someone who knows all too well about how to work the room is 2FM's Tara O'Sullivan herself, a comedian who's been treading those boards for a couple of years now. Tara, what tempted you into the world of comedy and in the first place?
So I was always really interested in comedy, and I went to drama school and trained as an actor, and a lot of comedians are failed actors and vice versa. Like, it's a very normal path to take. And when I was in drama school, I realized I was only interested in playing the comedic parts. And we did a small kind of segment on stand-up comedy, and I was like, do you know what, this is what I want to do. But I was only about 19 or 20 at the time, and I had beginner's luck with comedy, which I think is a big thing. And my first few gigs went really, really well. But then it gets harder.
And what is it like? Because obviously, if you've been to drama school, improvisation is one of the key skills you're learning and picking up. But what is it like standing in front of a crowd for the first time and trying to say, hey, yeah, I'm really funny?
It's so nerve-wracking and it's so personal. But I would say, like, it normalizes, because there's a lot of people there doing that and people are there to see that. Like, I did a skydive once, and that day everyone was doing a skydive, so it was normal in that.
There's a shared vulnerability about some of these, and audiences can and do appreciate, especially when people are starting out, but
yeah,
you have to give so much of your, even though it's laughs, you have to give an awful lot of yourself in comedy.
Yeah, because people don't want to hear about the time you went for a walk, made soup and went to bed. Like, they want to hear the time the washing machine broke and you had to wear your dad's suit to work. Like, they want to hear about the bad times, and like me as a comedy audience as well, that's what I want to hear, like when things went really wrong for people. So you have to be really vulnerable about, this is what happened, this is how I felt, I was so embarrassed. And people,
and
like,
is anything
that
up for grabs? Your dating life, your home life, your work life, is
all the
is
better,
everything
bring it
copy
on, yeah.
no one is safe, and no experience that happens to me. I change the names, but like all the stories are true. And I think they have to be true, or else, you know, people know when you're putting it on. There is a few that have happened to friends in terms of dating, and I'll say, oh, do you mind if I take that and I'll put it in if it's really good? Mm. But like, dating in 2024 is so difficult anyway. Like, the jokes kind of write themselves. You just have to say, this is what happened.
How have you had to deal with rejection? You know, those moments where maybe it hasn't gone well, where it's bombed and you're just kind of, you have to come back. How do you come back?
Like a dump truck, you go backwards, and you go back to something that they liked. So I always start off with something really strong. Like, I have a line that I open with that I will feel so, when I finally have to let go, because it's not even really that funny anymore. And when I finally have to let it go, I'll be so sad, because that calms me down, because I know most people like it. So if they liked something in the first few bits, you can go back to that and be like, okay, well, they liked when I talked about, you know, my ex or this kind of, so I'll just go back to a topic.
And
that
is there
liked.
A big writing process involved? And are you worrying about things like, actually, maybe that's too sensitive, I can't go in? Is there, are there areas now that sort of aren't open for comedic content now?
It's so hard, but I do find if I'm talking about myself and my experience, like, I think we should be allowed to. Like, so I think if it's self-deprecating, I think it's open then to be discussed. I think it can be.
Do you still get nervous, Taryn? And are nerves a good thing, or do we just tell ourselves that when we have to stand up and do something scary?
I still get so nervous. I did a performance recently. I was opening for Emma Doran, and so you time yourself on a watch. So I knew I had to get to 25 minutes. And I thought to my God, oh, I'm probably about 23, 24. I'll start wrapping things up. And I looked down at my watch and it was 12 minutes. And I got to nearly the end of everything I was going to do. I was like, I wanted to die.
And that's usually the point where a comedian points at some poor, unsuspecting member of the audience.
Yeah.
And then they become part of that. How do you even go about, you know, picking that? Because it's such an integral part, I suppose, of the comedy experience.
Yeah, like, I talk to the audience a lot. And sometimes, like, I think as you get on further in your career, you don't rely on that as much. I still like to do 10 minutes chatting to the audience, and you get a lot when you're writing new material from that. But yeah, I normally pick someone who doesn't look at me. because someone with their hand up isn't going to be great crack, like wanting to talk to you. It's normally people who don't want to talk to you that are the most interesting.
And do people ever kind of go, like, go up and say to, it's, you know, whoever's running it, listen, I actually don't want to be picked out, or, you know, like, we just don't know, too.
That
too
does happen. Because sometimes you get there and you're only left with the front two rows, so you've no option. But that has happened, that people have said to the MC, you know, such and such doesn't want to be spoken to.
And what if they give it back to you? Do you get heckled by the audience? And how do you feel about that?
I get heckled. And the worst heckle I ever had was a man heckled me and said, your dress is really ugly. And I just felt the, like, everyone froze, like the tension in the room. And I was like, I did not know what to say. Like, that dress is now folded and put away somewhere and it will never see the light of day.
I think you should make an item out of that dress. Yeah. I think work with this. Don't worry about that. But it must be a really good feeling when you get them all on your side and they're laughing.
This is it. And most hecklers, they don't mean any harm, especially in Ireland. They really don't mean any harm. But they do often finish your joke or throw you off your line. But they really don't mean any harm. I think he did mean harm, though. I think he was trying to upset me.
After all of that, Taran, you have not convinced me to go and try that. But anyway, stand-up comedy with Taran O'Sullivan. Thanks very, very much. We're going to take a quick break.